Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're discussing continued detention of human rights activists and opposition members. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. Some Gold Star families expressed support Sunday for former President Donald Trump after he was criticized for taking photos and videos at the restricted section of the Arlington National Cemetery last week. Vice President Kamala Harris, who is also in the race for the White House, added a voice to those condemning Trump's visit and deemed it, quote, a political stunt, end of quote. VOA's Veronica Boundaris Iglesias has the story.
The Democratic presidential nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, joined in the criticism of the Trump campaign for taking images last week of the former president's visit to Section 60 of the Arlington National Cemetery. Political activities in that section are strictly forbidden by federal law and Pentagon policies, and thus an altercation with a cemetery employee ensued. On Saturday, Harris addressed the issue in a message on X, formerly Twitter. Let me be clear, the former president disrespected sacred ground, all for the sake of a political stunt. Trump, the Republican presidential nominee, repeated his counterargument Saturday that he was there at the invitation of relatives of soldiers who died in a terrorist attack during the 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
He said to me, I'm not surprised, I never even thought about it, sir, would it be possible for you to have a picture with us by the tombstone of my son? I said, absolutely. I wasn't doing it I don't need publicity. I get a lot of publicity.
The Trump campaign released a statement and video clip Sunday by some Gold Star families backing his visit. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham was asked on ABC's This Week show whether he thinks the Trump campaign crossed the line.
I'm all for looking at what happened. But you know what really is unfortunate? That these families had to go visit their fallen loved ones at Arlington due to incompetence by the Biden administration. Rise in terrorism, combine that with a broken border, another 9/11's coming our way.
When it comes to securing the border, Harris's vision would prove the most effective, said Colorado Governor Jared Polis. He was asked to clarify if it would include building walls and how it compares to Trump's approach.
The border wall that Donald Trump has proposed is a huge boondoggle and waste of taxpayer money. He effectively talked about a wall across the entire border rather than using barriers of different kinds effectively. Kamala Harris is for is securing it in the most cost-effective way possible.
On the Labor Day holiday Monday, Vice President Harris will campaign in Michigan and Pennsylvania. On Tuesday, her campaign will launch the Fighting for Reproductive Freedom bus tour, with a kickoff event in Palm Beach, Florida. The Trump Vance campaign will hold events Tuesday in Braselton, Georgia, and Mesa, Arizona. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you, Veronica. Bernard Alvie hosts one of the biggest morning shows in Ghana, but scammers use artificial intelligence or AI to clone his voice to endorse a product. Analysts warn the same technology could be used to spread disinformation ahead of Ghana's elections in December. For VOA News, Sanunu Todd reports from Accra.
Your financing conditions are not favorable, and you've been forced.
From the studios of City FM in Accra, Bernard Avler's voice reaches tens of thousands of Ghanaians every weekday. Along with his team, the radio and TV host engages the nation on the award-winning City Breakfast show and on his TV show, The Point of View.
I use a talk program platform to raise important development issues, but I also use the power of good interviews to question our duty bearers to actually demand for accountability.
But that voice of accountability has been hijacked.
Somebody called me and said, Bernard, I'm calling to check on the sex enhancement medicine that you discussed on your TV show last week. And I was like, whoa, what are you talking about?
Avler says perpetrators used artificial intelligence tools to clone his voice and show, then broadcast it on Facebook. To make it authentic, they used his show's introduction.
Welcome to The Point of View. This is your favorite current affairs show on television. Here on the.
But instead of talking about current affairs, the AI version promoted products.
This is me they're using. And then a voice that sounds like mine somehow learns how I introduce my show.
The people are coming up with new systems.
Computer scientist and researcher Kweku Andoyamwan notes a surge in deep fake cloning technology since 2022, with tools now easily accessible.
They charge you $1, which gives you access to train your clone your voice in like 3 steps. You repeat 3 phrases, and then you have a cloned version of your voice saying anything.
In an election year, the easy access to AI poses a serious threat to Ghana's peace and security, analysts say. During the 2020 election, fake news and misinformation led to unrest, and at least 8 deaths linked to political violence were recorded. Some worry that cloning technologies could make the situation worse this year. CTFM has already seen increased disinformation. It says perpetrators are using the media outlet's brand and credibility to spread disinformation. For this reason, CTFM is introducing security features to flag fake news and clone content in their widely circulated photos and stories. Using QR code technology, audiences can easily verify images. It is also piloting a fact-checking project funded by the Danish Embassy in partnership with the Ghana Center for Democratic Development. It brings together forensic and investigative journalists.
And then we are going a step further of also getting tech involved, combating it, and actually showing proof of the behind the scenes of actually we getting the verification of those disinformation content.
Alongside fact-check initiatives in Ghana are calls for greater public education in media literacy and the detection of fake media in the run-up to elections. Sena Anutot for VOA News, Accra, Ghana.
The 2024 Christian Fellowship International, CFI, an annual gathering of Zimbabwean Christians from different denominations, ended yesterday in Virginia here in the United States. Scores of Christians of Zimbabwean origin from throughout the United States, Canada, and Zimbabwe gathered for the 3-day conference. Let's take a glimpse into some of the exciting moments at the conference. VOA Studio 7 reporter Ivan Zininga caught up with the vice president of CFI, Pastor Tainos Sakala, who had this to say.
CFI is part of the opinion. And CFI kutanga kwayo yakatanga ine machurch mairi imwe yanga iri ku Atlanta kunova iko kunobva president wedu we CFI. And then church chipiri yaive EDCC yakanga iri United Methodist Tirimo Palace. Saka takapokwa ne Atlanta tichizovajoina pa Easter Conference yao. And then tikaenda. And we had a wonderful time. Then tickets will be so soon. You in Atlanta, New York, Dallas, around the same time. So we continued that for about 2 years, Cheetah Fellowship here. And how many we got this thing, we should not stop to find a continue in a fellowship here in Sema Zimbabwe. And that's how CFI started.
Chikuru kuru chiri kudzidzwa vana veZimbabwe kuungana kwavaita kudai chii.
And really, I'm telling you, kuona kwangu ini ndinoti CFI inobata basa guru pa community yedu yemaZimbabwe. One, kutibatanidza isu semaZimbabwe. And kugunza muono wekuti maZimbabwe, we are Zimbabweans first. Tirima Zimbabweans kutanga. Then tozo vanhu vari mapato akasiyana siyana, like my churches akasiyana siyana. But chokutanga tirima Zimbabwe. And CFI inochiita kuti tive ne that feeling yokuva mhuri imwe yeZimbabwe.
And that there was the vice president of CFI, Pastor Tinos Sakala, speaking to VOA Studio 7 Evans Zininga, reporter in Virginia. Meanwhile, the Zimbabwe Fellowship Community United Methodist Church is hosting a Family Fun Day and fundraiser this coming weekend, this Saturday, the 7th of September in Maryland, where traditional foods, amongst other dishes, will be served. Ngatinzwe igogo chinyadza vachitsanangura.
Avasana zvikuru chete vatiri kutsvagana navo kana mazoona flyer yedu kana kuti kana makaiona iri kutaura kuti Family Fun Day. Saka tinoziva kuti panouya vazukuru pari kuuyawo vana mai navana baba kuzosupporta vazukuru. Saka it's a Family Fun Day yatiri kuronga musi wa 7 September.
Ichange ichiitirwa kupi?
Iri kuitirwa kupurazi rimo muno muMaryland inonzi Chirandu Farm. Kana muchida kuziva adresi yacho yeChirandu Farm inoti 18916 Banksville Road. Banksville Road, Dickerson.
Uko kwatinombotenga chibage uko.
Ikoko chaiko.
Zvinenge zvichiitika muzuva iri.
Zviri kuitika muzuva iri tinenge tine mitambo yevana magames akadai sekutamba havo bhora, mapuzzles, kumhanya tumakompetisheni tudiki. Asi izvo ndo zvevana vakuru. Tine mafood stalls atinenge tiinawo. Tinenge kuine gochi gochi vanoda zvebrai zvinyama tusadza nemuriwo mubora une dovi. Asi izvi ndozvokutenga nekuti ifundraising yatiri kuda kuitira sangano ratiinaro musi wa 27 to 29 September, our annual revival conference. Ndo yatiri kuda kureizira mari iyoyo.
Alright. Saka vakateerera vana baba, vana mai, vazukuru vanodawo kuuya uku, movasiyira mashoko api?
Ndinovasiyira kuti mashoko ekuti huyai, huyai timbofara semhuri. Tinoziva kuti kazhinji mitambo mimwe inoitika inoitika for vana, for vakuru, asi apa tiri kuti mhuri ngaisangane. Tinoziva kuti muno mudhayasipora munonetsa nemabasa anowanda, asi munofanira kuwana nguva yekumbofara nemhuri. Uye kunenge kuchizotaurwa soko ramwari, tinenge tichizodzidzisa vanhu zvimwe zvakadai sezvinonetsa muspirituality yedu.
Avo vanga vari igogo chinyadza vachitaura ivo vari kumusangano weCFI wakapetwa nezuro imo muno muVirginia muWashington. Vanga vari kutaura naIvan Zininga weStudio 7 vachitaurawo pamusoro pechirongwa chavo chavari kuronga chichange chiripo pakupera kwevhiki rino. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. in moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us all of our stories on WhatsApp platform channels on VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele. Please follow us as we are still working on modalities to provide all our programs on these channels. Today, we're discussing the continued detention of human rights activists and opposition members. The Secretary General of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Robson Cherry, and three other human rights activists remain in detention with their lawyers claiming that the state is delaying their bail hearing. The government has so far arrested over 100 pro-democracy and opposition Citizens Coalition for Change members in the past 3 months, who are all still in detention. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Tawanda Jokora, an analyst, and also Tendai Mbofana, an analyst. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you, Marvelous. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll start off with you, Mr. Mbofana. You are on the ground there in Zimbabwe. What are you seeing happening regarding these arrests and detentions?
Thank you so much, Marvelous. What we are seeing is quite an embarrassment on the nation of Zimbabwe. Let's also remember that these arrests were made shortly before the SADC Head of State Summit, which was held in the country on the 17th of August. So these arrests, especially of Jameson Timba and the 77 other CCC members, was done on the 16th of June when they were celebrating the Day of the African Child. And we also saw later on, just before the summit, the ones that we mentioned, Robson Chere, Namatai, and others were arrested and dragged off an aeroplane in full view of other passengers, where they were reportedly tortured and held without communicating with anyone. So what we are seeing is that this is an embarrassment of the nation of Zimbabwe. And this happened in the face of the global community, which had paid attention to the SADC summits. And yet we have a government that wants to be taken seriously as a democratic establishment that respects the rights of fellow Zimbabweans and respects the constitution. And yet what we are seeing is a flagrant violation of the same constitution that the government, especially the president, the fellow ministers and cabinet, have sworn to uphold. So for these opposition activists and human rights defenders to be held and be denied bail, we are hearing every time that we have, they are attempting to get bail so that they can be tried from home, and yet they are repeatedly denied this right, which is a constitutional right according to Section 50, 1D. Everyone who is accused or an accused person is entitled to bail and to be released on condition or reasonable condition or unconditionally. And yet these activists have been denied bail. That is an embarrassment. So the people of Zimbabwe are very embarrassed for the country to be known globally, to be reported globally for violating human rights. And we heard the military spokesman, Christopher Mchanga, proudly the international community that these people were arrested for no crime at all. They were arrested merely as a precautionary measure by the government so that they could, there was no one who was going to embarrass the Mnangagwa regime during the SADC summit. So nothing can be can violate the law, the rights of Zimbabweans, than people being arrested for no crime at all simply because the government does not want these people to demonstrate there's not been any proof that has been proffered so far by the government. These people have not even been taken to trial yet. There is no proof to base these allegations that have been made against them that they were illegally gathered, planning to engage in unlawful and a public disorder or unrest. Nothing of the sort has been given as evidence to prove, to justify why these people were arrested in the first place and why these people are continually being detained without even being granted bail. So it is an embarrassment of the nation of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Tomboya kwamuriva dzokora. Tinonzwa hurumende ichitaura kuti iyo hainei nezviri kuitika mumatare. Asi imi sevanhu vanomboshanda makarerekera kune mapato anopikisa, munoti nezviri kutaurwa izvi?
Hurumende yedu inonyepa. Hurumende yedu ihurumende inotya vanhu, iri kutya vanhu, nekuti vari kuziva kuti vari kukanganisira vanhu. Vari kuziva kuti vari kuba. Vari kutora mari dzevanhu, vari kutora mari dzenyika, vanhu vari kutambura munyika zvisina mukara akamboona. Izvozvo ndozvavanotya. Vari kuziva kuti vanhu vanokwanisa kupinda mumugwagwa chero zuva ripi vachiratidzira, nekuti havasi kufara nezviri kuitika munyika. Sekutaura kwanga uchiita vambofana, zviri kunyadzisa, zvinonyadzisa zviri kuitwa neZANU PF. Vakatora vanhu, vakazadza vanhu mumajere. Vanopfuura zana nanhasi taifungidzira kuti vapedza sadhaki yavo vachaburitsa vanhu, nekuti vanhu ivavo ana Timba, ana vamwe vacho 78, ana Namatai, vanhu vose ivavo havana mhosva yavakapara, vari kungovharirwa nekuti vari kutaura. Tine kodzero pabumbiro remitemo yedu yekutaura kana tisiri kufara. Vanhu vanobvumirwa kunyunyuta nekuudza hurumende kuti iri kukanganisa, asi vamunangagwa neZANU PF havazvidi izvozvo. Vanhu vari kutiza mumvuri yavo, vanhu vari kutiza vana veZimbabwe, vari kutya vana veZimbabwe nekuti vari kuziva zvavari kuita. Saka kutyora kodzero ikoku dzevanhu ndokunoita kuti Zimbabwe irambe iri kumashure, Zimbabwe irambe ichitambura. Kana tiine ZANU PF sehurumende, hakuna kwatiri kuenda sevana veZimbabwe. Tinofanira kusinga tiite zvatinofanira kuita. Hurumende yavamunangagwa ibve, nekuti hairemekedze vana veZimbabwe, hairemekedze kodzero dzevana veZimbabwe.
Tombodzoka kwamuri vambofana. Saka zvoitwa sei tichienda mberi takatarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu, kuti pane vachiri muchitirongo sekutaura kwamaita, uyezve muchitaura imi kuti izvi hazvipi chimiro chakanaka kunyika yeZimbabwe? Dai hurumende yakateerera pari zvino, maiti chii? Nokuti tiri kuedza pari zvino kuti tibatewo vanobva ikoko kuhurumende kuti vauyewo nedivi ravo, asi maitii?
Hurumende chatiri tatoiudzedee kuti ngaichiitewo sehurumende ine vanhu, ine vanhu vane ropa, vane vanhu vane moyo nevanhu vane pfungwa. Nekuti hatingaiti hurumende in the 21st century ini tachitandanga. Hurumende dzemazuva ano dzinoda kuremekedzwa pasi rino, dzinofanirwa kuve dzichionekwa dzichiteedzera mutemo. Iyo hurumende iyoyi iripo neZANU PF vakabatana neopposition MDC aiveko muna 2013 vakauya nebumbiro remutemo ratiri kushandisa nhasi. Vakawirirana zvakazoenda kureferendum, kwese takanovhota over 90-something%. Saka tibumbiro remutemo iri ra-2013 tinorida. Ndokumbiro remutemo ratakuona richityorwa siku nesikati nehurumende yeZANU PF. Zvinonyadzisa kutaura kwatamboita. Chandingataure kwavari ndechekuti ngavaonekwo kana vachida kuremekedzwa mumaziso eInternational Community, dzimwewo dzenyika dziri pano pasi. Vanofanira kuonekwa sehurumende inokoshesa mutemo, inokoshesa constitutionalism. Ichiwo tinenge tichikurudzirwa ivo vakasungwa, nekuti tiri kutoona kuti vakasungwa zvidiniko. Constitution iyoyo muSection 50, Subsection 9 inototaura kuti munhu zvisiri pamutemo ane kodzero yekuripa.
Thank you so much there, Mr. Tendai Mbofana, who's a social justice analyst. But we are still trying to get hold of the government and ZANU-PF. They had promised to be on the show, but their lines are not going through. And coming to you, Mr. Jokora, today here in the United States, it's Labor Day. Tell us a little bit about this day. What does it mean before we round off our program?
Aiwa, tiripo tiri kupemberera muno maAmerica izuva rakakosa. Ratino vano pemberera zuva irori rinonzi Labor Day. Vana vemuAmerica vanenge vachiungana, isi takatounganawo kwatakaungana kuno tichipemberera zuva irori, zuva revashandi rinoratidza kuchengetedzwa kwekodzero dzevashandi. Zvinoita hurumende yeAmerica ichikurudzira, ichiratidza vanhu veAmerica kuti vanoda, vanofarira, vanokoshesa zvinoitwa nevana veAmerica pavanenge vachishanda.
Thank you very much there to Mr. Tawanda Jokora and also to Mr. Tendai Mbofana, who were our guests, and we were frantically trying to get hold of a government official and an official of ZANU-PF, but unfortunately their lines were not going through. And would also like to thank those that were streaming with us. We are seeing your messages. You did send us messages for us to call you, and we've been trying. Our lines are not really going through. So thank you very much. And for those that, you know, would like to follow our programs, don't forget to follow us on our WhatsApp channels on VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele. We do now have WhatsApp channels, which we are still trying to work out the modalities so that we can share more news with you. And that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you once again to all those that are streaming with us on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. And also those that did send in messages, we will get back to you. And thank you. Please continue to share our programs as you see them. And signing off in Washington, here in Washington, where we're having Labor Day, like I said, I am Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying hopefully where you are, that you are having a good time, and happy Labor Day to all those that are watching us here in the United States, and for all those all over the world, please continue to share our programs that we stream on VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele.